Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Checking in on the Government Administration Committee first, which met on Wednesday to consider this year's budget appropriation for ministerial services, and heard from its chief executive, Brendan Boyle.
It's been a pretty eventful and quite intense year for ministerial services. The convergence of several quite high-profile events, as well as a business-as-usual work programme and planning for the Rugby World Cup Guest of Government programme, has meant a lot of pressure on the organisation.
Mr Boyle outlined some of the work done by his department.
I think they've demonstrated good professionalism and agility, responding to events at relatively short notice. In terms of the events most recently, the Canterbury earthquakes response, we had responsibility for the establishment of the Christchurch Earthquake Memorial Service, and that was also off the back of the Pike River coal mine tragedy and the establishment of that service. And many of you were probably present at those events and can probably appreciate the logistical exercise in organising them and the success in which they were undertaken.
Mr Boyle said the department was on a constant learning curve.
And a lot of this is about lessons that have been learned from previous events. When the Pike River event was organised, we were leveraging off some knowledge and skills that had probably been built up for the Sir Edmund Hillary Memorial Service. And then similarly for the Christchurch event, we've got a relatively experienced team of people that have got that capability and knowledge. So having that continuity is extremely helpful. But we're also, you know, hopeful that these events don't happen and aren't required to happen very often.
Ministerial Services Chief Executive Brendan Boyle. Elsewhere on Wednesday, and a bill that would require bystanders to intervene when they see an incident of child abuse was the subject of submissions to the Social Services Committee. Submitting on the bill on behalf of the Law Commission was their President, Justice Grant Hammond.
It introduces, or would introduce, into New Zealand law for the first time a provision which would require persons to intervene, as it were, where they see harmful things happening with respect to children. The provision draws on English legislation and South Australian legislation.
Justice Hammond explained how the bill as worded would work.
The kind of case we're talking about is where there is a risk of death, grievous bodily harm or sexual assault, and somebody simply stands by. Now, what has to be proved against them is extremely important, and judges are going to have to direct juries on this. If you have a test of failing to take reasonable steps, it's going to be easier to prosecute them because all they have to have done has been merely careless. But if it's a major departure from the standard of care, then it's more difficult for the Crown to prosecute.
Law Commission President Justice Grant Hammond making a submission on the Crimes Amendment No. 2 to the Social Services Committee. Next day, Climate Change Minister Nick Smith appeared before the Local Government and Environment Committee as it considered this year's budget appropriation for his ministry. Dr. Smith began by lauding the implementation of the emissions trading scheme.
The government's objective has been for New Zealand to meet its Kyoto obligations at least cost to the economy, and I'm confident the ETS is delivering that. My advice from officials is without the emissions trading scheme, New Zealand would face a substantive Kyoto bill. As a consequence of the ETS, we are going to meet those obligations. In fact, we're going to undershoot it.
Dr. Smith said aspirations for carbon reductions were conditional on what happened globally.
The government's 2020 target of a 10 to 20% reduction is highly conditional on three elements. A comprehensive international agreement in which countries, including those large developing countries, make commitments. Secondly, it is conditional on some really important detailed rules, particularly around forestry, and us being successful in the international negotiations around those. And thirdly, it is conditional on New Zealand being able to have access to international carbon markets.
And Dr. Smith rejected Green Party committee member Sue Kedgley's claim that the government wasn't serious about reducing carbon emissions.
It's more than an aspiration. It is this government's view that New Zealand needs to do its fair share on climate change. You can only do that if you know what other countries' commitments is going to be. So no, New Zealand is not going out there unilaterally and saying that we're going to get a 10 to 20% reduction in emissions by 2020, regardless of what the world does. What we are saying is that is the offer that we have put on the table in the international negotiations, subject to those conditions that I've outlined.
Climate Change Minister Nick Smith speaking to the Local Government and Environment Committee considering this year's budget appropriations for his ministry. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.